Sam and I have come on the train from Lincoln to London to come to Borough Market, which is here in London. And so, Sam, this is one of your favourite markets. Why do you particularly like it?
Do you know what, Charlotte? We are just standing off a side road here in Southwark, which is where Borough Market is placed, south of London, or South London, I suppose. This is not quite south London, but not central. Sun has come out for us, which is always...
It has. Earlier today, it was epic rain.
It was. We thought we were going to get soaked, but... The reason that we've come to this market and I want to show it you is just because of all the wonderful, fresh, local produce that there is. And it is from, yes, lots of people here in London, but the beauty of it is that lots of people from all over the world, including Lincolnshire. And it's the variety of food that you can find and that you can see here at the market. And quite often it's about the smells and the colours, because I think no matter what time of year it is, it's beautifully colourful, and I think all the people here have a real passion for the food that they sell and that they make, and I think that's really important, isn't it?
So if you know that you've got people who are proud of their product and do the best for it, then it'll be a nice experience. We're going to go and find some of your favourite stalls. So have you got like a top three or something of your favourite stalls that you're going to hunt out?
Top three. I'm a big champion of the specialist food stalls, so things like the gluten-free and the vegetarian stalls. So we will go and find them, and some of the cheese stalls are absolutely awesome. And hopefully that we'll be able to convey that to, you know, you, our lovely listener, as we go around the market.
Our first sort of stop on our Borough Market tour has been across to Borough Nuts. And why do you particularly like this stall?
I like this stall simply just for the variety of different foods. I mean, they've got a whole load of different kind of Turkish delight. You can have it flavoured in almost anything, really, not just your regular rose water. But what is nice is like the massive range of nuts that they've got and dried fruit. And then the fact that they, you know, they cover stuff back in chocolate and in yoghurt, anybody's favourite, really.
It's healthy and then it's made unhealthy.
There is that, and we've just tried a few of the nuts, didn't we?
Yes.
The honey cashew nuts, probably one of my favourites. What did you think?
It is really nice. It's sort of very sweet, although you have to kind of be careful with your teeth if you're not expecting it to be so hard. But there was a lovely, I think it was a hazelnut covered in chocolate and cinnamon, and that was nice because you might be quite used to sort of like the chocolate covering of things. But the sort of cinnamon gave it slightly something different.
It was a bit special and a bit different, and I think it took you by surprise.
Hi, my name's Sam Mountain. I work for Mountain's Boston Sausage. And we come down to Borough Market every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and have been doing for the last 6 years.
And why do you come to Borough Market?
Well, we're a small family business, and my brother's gone into the business as well as me, and we're looking at ways to expand and get our good name out there, basically, because we're proud of what we sell, which is proper Lincolnshire sausages. And I used to work in a shop called Neil Jardere in Borough Market for about 3 years because I wanted to open a delicatessen, and while I was there I saw what an amazing market Borough Market was and thought it'd be great to showcase our sausages here. So I applied and they got through the committee. They all liked them, so I've been doing it ever since. And you can buy our sausages online. A lot of people that come here are tourists, and we found that sales on the internet have increased through it as well. So,
and what's it like sort of showcasing Lincolnshire products in London?
Yeah, we feel very proud, really. I mean, our shop's been going since 1852, and yeah, my father never sort of forced us to go into the business or anything like that. But it's just a lot of people down here just know about Cumberland sausages, whereas everyone from Lincolnshire is proud of it, but not enough people around the country know how good a Lincolnshire sausage is. But every time we serve someone, we give out samples, and they seem to turn a few heads when they try it, make them realise what a decent one is.
And do you know what, that's the best thing. I love Borough Market. I discovered it 3 or 4 years ago, and I come here 3 or 4 times a year, and I make the trip, and you mentioned it was about the people here, and that's it. I think it's a magical place to showcase wonderful Lincolnshire food.
Definitely, every stall you look at, they're all sort of the best of the best here. There's a quite a stringent policy of getting on here is like you have to pass certain tests and criteria, which is right, because everything is at a premium, really, because, you know, I've obviously travelled down from Lincolnshire. Everything's locally sourced. You pay for, people don't mind paying for quality, basically. And the people that come here, they all appreciate what we do. And it's like a big family, everyone that works here as well. So it's great.
Just very quickly, the Lincolnshire sausage doesn't have protective status. Do you think it should?
Yeah, I'm a bit gutted about that. We had a campaign with the Lincolnshire magazines stating it's our sausage. But my brother, he was interviewed on telly not long ago about it as well, and he found out that about 90% of Lincolnshire sausages aren't even made in Lincolnshire, which is pretty gutting. But I think that's got something to do with the fact that you can't get it only made in Lincolnshire now, because I think it'll damage too many people's businesses, whereas the supermarkets don't seem to care too much where it's from, as long as it's got the name on there. But yeah, it is gutting, but we'll try. We'll keep trying anyway, see if we can one day make it happen.
Finally, if you could encourage people from the county to come to London, to Borough Market, to discover the food, what would you say to them?
I just think it's completely original. Obviously, a lot of little towns have their local food markets, but everyone that works here literally put their lives into producing what they bring here, and it's completely unique. There's just nothing like it. The atmosphere is great. There's loads of great places to eat, and it's just a great day out.
Now, we've just come to one of Sam's favourite stalls. Why exactly are you so excited about this stall?
This stall does amazing brownies, really, really amazing brownies. And they do an almond kind of macaroon cookie, I guess. And Charlotte, I've just broken off some for you.
I've managed to have a little tiny bit.
Have a taste and see what you think. And I think what's so lovely is that it's all home-baked. It's a tiny little stall, actually. And sort of when he runs out, that's it. He runs out of them. What do you think, sort of first taste?
It's really nice, but now I feel impolite because my mouth is full.
I don't know, I think it's just the fact that they're homemade, which makes it a little bit special than coming off a production line from a shop. And just to describe sort of where we are, we're standing under a great big canopy near London Bridge, in fact. Not quite London Bridge, but one of the bridges over the Thames. And I can smell olives and fresh bread, because sort of they're the stalls that are surrounding us. And I think it's those, just to echo Sam from, you know, the guy who champions Lincolnshire sausage here at the market, it's that it is such a unique, special place. And it's the people who come here. And I think the smells just make it.
It was really nice standing here and smell the olives really, really nice at the moment. But my official verdict on the macaroon, now that my mouth isn't full, is it's really nice. And if it's from like a homemade thing, then that's really impressive, because obviously you have to put a lot more work in, and if rather than just have like machines and stuff that do it for you, you have to do it yourself at home. It's really good.
And it's really light, isn't it?
Yes.
I think we're going to continue to have a look around and see if we can spot some other Lincolnshire sellers.
Yeah. I'm Zoe, and I'm here with Mrs. King's Pork Pies.
And so why do you come to Borough Market?
Well, I've been coming to Borough Market for about 10 years, and I'm just helping out on the stall at the moment to help a friend out, because I know half the stall holders by being a regular customer, because there's something about markets that just re-energises you. If you're feeling a bit fed up, go to a market, and when it sells nothing but food, come on, girls, you know, it's just the best thing, especially with all the chocolate and the baking and stuff like that, and the quality.
And so what's sort of like bringing kind of like a local speciality to a national place?
Well, that's what the market's about, is bringing the best into London, so everybody else can appreciate what people up north have always known, that we make the best pork pies, we make the best Stilton, we have the best farmers.
And as you're sort of more of a person who appreciates the markets as well, what would be your tips to get people to really enjoy Borough Market?
Don't come on a Saturday, come on a Thursday or a Friday. Spend time looking around, talk to the stall holders, find out about them and their produce, and then decide what you're going to cook, and then go do your shopping, and then buy yourself a treat for the tube on the way home.
At Borough Market, we've just had our lunch, which is sort of coming to the end of our little trip here today. So what's been your highlight of your little...
I just think it's being here. I think it's really magical to see all the fresh, different food. And what's nice is a lot of the stallholders are not just people from London exhibiting their food. They are people, as you know, we've spoken to some people from Melton Mowbray and from Lincolnshire, is that these are people who want to showcase their food from counties in the UK here in London. I think that's sort of just the general highlight. I think it's seeing all the different types of food. And I think if you do love food and fresh produce, this is the place to really come and see it and, I think, taste it and smell it.
I think it's quite impressive. We were going past one store, it's sort of like heaped with bread and cakes and things like that. And then she sort of turned around and said, I really want to emphasise that this is all made this morning. And you think they must have been up since about five kneading dough just so that they can, and that's what makes it really special with the fact that it's not been vacuum packed and sort of sent across the world or things like that. It's just sort of like been made that morning.
I think what's nice is that I've just had a paella who are, you know, I spoke to the guy in Spanish and, you know, and that was really lovely that, you know, we have had the horrible thing of my mum's been here and ordered the German bratwurst in beautiful fluent German and got turned around and got what? Some of the people here who exhibit their food to London and to the people who come here are, you know, from the countries of origin that they're exhibiting food from, and I think that's really lovely, is that they want to share what their secrets are, the taste of their food, and I think it's quite important just to echo Zoe's thoughts, is that, you know, talk to the stallholders that are here, find out where they're from and find out their stories as to why they've come here.
Yeah, I think it's quite nice to find out why people are doing what they do, and also you can also find out more things if you're coming from a sort of foodie thing. You can end up getting more recipes or finding out that, you know, there's one ingredient that you've always missed that you actually could make a really good dish.
I suppose the sum up for me is that, you know, if you love food and you love fresh produce, at least just come here, come and smell it, come and see and soak up all the beautiful colours, and talk to people and find new ideas of what to do with that aubergine or that courgette or that carrot, and find out how they get the best out of their locally grown produce.